إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in the last of the reminders, inshallah, on preparing for Ramadan, I want to remind you and myself that Ramadan also comes to cure us, inshallah, of the illness of minimalist thinking. We have this strange attitude in life. We know that this dunya, this life, is going to end. Nobody denies that. Everyone knows this. Everyone is clear in their minds about that. But for this dunya, we seek the best. We want the best for ourselves in this dunya. I don't mean best only in terms of wealth, but best in everything. We want the best health, we want to eat the best food, we want to wear the best clothes, we want the best in terms of money, houses, transport, whatever. We are never satisfied with getting the basic minimum. Nobody says get some job, doesn't matter, how does it matter? As long as you've got food to eat. So become a sweeper somewhere, what's wrong with that? You're cleaning the place. And you are getting halal income. Definitely nobody who listens to these Fajr reminders will advise their children to become sweepers. Although the world without a sweeper or without sweepers, you feel the absence of sweepers faster and quicker than the absence of anybody else. If all the doctors in the world were to disappear, we would not feel that until you fall sick. But if all the sweepers disappear, you will feel that the next morning. There will be garbage everywhere and so on and so forth. So in terms of value to society, the job of a sweeper is far more important than the job of a doctor. But how many of us give this advice to our children? They become sweepers. We want the best. We want the best, we want the most. But when it comes to the life of the Akhirah, which is not going to end, this also we know, at least we Muslims, we know this, that it's not going to end, everlasting life. We are happy or we are contented with the minimum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who prays the salah in the masjid by jamaat will get 27 times. 27 times is what? 2,700%. 27 times the reward. But we are okay with praying at home. I'm not talking about those who are not praying. Those who are not praying are in a different place. I'm talking about those who are praying. It's okay, we prayed. It's okay, I'm a sweeper. No. I must at least own the garbage company. But for the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even so, it shows the value that we have on the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the promises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because really, if we had value for the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can you pray salah at home when you could go to the masjid? See, I think we have to ask ourselves some very uncomfortable questions. Otherwise, life will not change. It is a bad question, but if you are praying in the masjid, then it's not a bad question, because then you don't have to ask the question. But if you are not praying in the masjid, then it's better you ask this bad question and change yourself rather than try to pretend. Just this morning, somebody sent me an article on the key of success. He said, are you a genuine person? He's talking about EQ, emotional quotient, and he says that if you have a great EQ, that's far better than having a great IQ. But he says EQ works only if you are a genuine person. And they've given some 10 from the surveys and so on, which they've done, the research project. They've given 10 criteria of genuine people. And I'll send you the article, take a look at it. One of them is the one who does not look at his phone while he's in a conversation. Think about this. The one who does not look at his phone while he's in a conversation. How many of us don't do that? We have screen addiction. We are sick. We are addicted to the screen, whether we like it or not. How many times do you see? Immediately, as soon as in salah, as soon as you make salah, द हैंड गोज इनटू द पॉकेट, पुल आउट द फोन. कहीं को अल्लाह के पास फोन आया, तो कॉल आया, तुम्हारा क्या है? व्हाई डू पुल आउट द फोन इमीडिएटली आफ्टर? देयर इज नो टाइम फॉर जिक्र, नो टाइम फॉर अस्तगफार, नथिंग. फर्स्ट थिंग पुल द फोन आउट. व्हिच सुन्ना इज दिस? कॉन्स्टेंट फोन एडिक्शन. अ मैन केम इनटू द मस्जिद when Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa. He came into the masjid, he was praying, and while he was praying, he's adjusting his clothes, he's pulling his beard, he's doing all kinds of things. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, what kind of khushu will this man have when his actions are like this? The external shows the internal. So if you can't even stand still, then what kind of, you know, thought process is going on, or how's your heart? No clue. So one of the signs of a genuine person is that you are not addicted to your phone, that you don't pull out your phone, that you give people. One of the things about the seerah, about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is mentioned in many places, seerah, is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never spoke to somebody over his shoulder. If he was walking, and if somebody called out to him or wanted to talk to him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would stop, he would turn to face the person, he would face him directly, look at him directly and speak. Yeah, can you imagine? He never talked to somebody like this, or just over the shoulder while walking, something, no. Full attention, complete attention to the person. That is a sign of respect. It's a sign of respect for the individual. He would stop walking, he would turn around and he would talk to the person. Full attention. The key to success is to give full attention to what you are doing. You know, thoughtful pursuit of something. Not doing it halfway here, halfway there, and so on and so forth. So Ramadan comes to help us to do that. Where we take time, we put time aside. And we say, this is the time I'm going to set aside for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is on a daily basis in Ramadan, including the fasting, including going to the masjid, the Qiyamul Layl, the Taraweeh, and so on. Or may Allah give us the tawfiq, the last 10 days of Itikaf. It's one of the greatest sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we seem to have forgotten. And then we say, I'm so busy. Believe me, you will be busy until the day you land in your qabr. The only time you stop being busy is when you are inside the hole in the ground. There is nothing on this earth which will stop. Even then, even when I am inside my qabr, this world is not going to stop. Whoever prays my janaza will praise janaza, then what will he do? He will go to work. He will go to do whatever he was doing. Do you think after putting me in my qabr, people are going to sit there? Even if they sit there, how long will they sit there? Do you think they are going to say, no, now we will be here only. Until I die, I will be on the next to the grave of Yavar Beg. Will that happen? Then who are we trying to prove? Who are we trying to please? Who are we trying to, leave aside for the one Jalla Jalaluhu who is going to be with us, who is with us now and who is going to be with us throughout our Akhirah? This world will not stop. But the opportunity for Itikaf in Ramadan comes only in Ramadan. You can't do Ramadan itikaf in Shawwal or in Zilhajj, you know. There is a time for that. And once that is gone, where is the guarantee that I will see the next Ramadan? So if we let this go and we say, no, I did not make itikaf, no, I'll do it next year, then it means that there is, first of all, something wrong with your aqidah because you believe that you will be alive until next year. How do you know this? And also it shows that you have no value for the gift that Allah has given, which is the gift of Ramadan and the gift of Itikaf. All the basharat about Itikaf. The biggest bashara, absolutely the number one basharat about Itikaf is the fact that the one who is in Sunnat Itikaf, which is for the last 10 days of Ramadan, last 10 nights of Ramadan, this person is absolutely certain, inshaAllah, to get Laylatul Qadr. This cannot be said about anyone else. But for a person who is in Itikaf for the last 10 days, there is no doubt. There can possibly be no doubt because there is no way that this person will miss Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah, the person will definitely get Laylatul Qadr. What is the value of Laylatul Qadr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Not 1,000 months, better than 1,000 months. How much better? According to the one who is saying it. Yeah? If Allah is saying it, does not mean 1,000 plus one day, no? Even if it is only 1,000 months is what, 83 years, 85 years, Allah knows, huh? خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The benefit of this thing, this one layl, one night is better than 1,000 months means what? 1,000 months better than 1,000 months of continuous ibadah. It's not, the 1,000 months is not a measure of time. It's not a measure of time. It is a measure of what is done in that time. What is that time? It's time of ibadah. So 1,000 months of continuous worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of worship? Which is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 1,000 months of accepted worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not ends with that, better than that. Is that one night. And that one night, if you are in itikaf, you will get inshallah even if you are sleeping. I mean, if you are in itikaf in a masjid, you can't be sleeping because there is all that activity going on around you. But point is that even if you are lying there fast asleep, the one in itikaf is considered to be in a state of ibadah even if he is sleeping. So even if you spend that night in the masjid in a state of itikaf, fast asleep, you still get that benefit of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this, but that will not happen if you are sitting in your house. That will happen only if you are sitting in the masjid in a state of itikaf. Now, if somebody knows all this, and of course all of us know this, this is not some, I didn't get wahi now to say this, we all know this. But if we don't do it, then what does it say about our iman? This is the meaning of minimalist thinking. We say we have faith and we have iman in the akhirah. Inshallah, we have iman. I am not denying that. But this is not reflected in our lives. If I really believe that there is benefit, then how come I am not taking it? You're going around advising everybody. Yesterday, somebody came and asked me for some advice on shares. So you're advising everyone saying, buy this stock, buy this company is going to go up, buy this, I've got this insider information. I'm not promoting insider trading, but I'm saying that seriously, you might say, well, I have this information, this company is going to go up, right? Buy the shares. Then you say, well, did you buy something? No, I'm only advising you, you should go and buy. Huh? What is the value of the advice? You are telling somebody else, there is benefit, go take it. But you yourself don't take it. So what is the value of this thing? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Seriously, we have to ask ourselves, what is it that I am doing with my own akhirah? Because I do not know that I will get one more Ramadan. I don't even know whether I will get this Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. We ask Allah to give us this Ramadan with good health and with the ability to get the maximum benefit from this Ramadan, inshallah. And so also for whatever is left of our lives. But no one can say with certainty. But if we get this Ramadan, I remind myself and you, please do not let it pass without getting the maximum benefit from it. Don't let us put ourselves in a situation where on the day of judgment somebody has to ask this question, but you said this but you did not do it. Did you really believe? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to get the maximum benefit out of the opportunities that He gives us. And to save us from minimalist thinking, to save us from making a loss for ourselves, and to save us from being distracted in our lives, and to do what pleases Him with complete concentration so that we get the maximum benefit from it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.